2024. That's down from 484,000 from last year during that same period. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tries to explain the decrease in sales and also reminds people on Fox News.
Tesla is facing more competition as GM and Ford and Stellantis and other competitive players start to make sure they get a piece of the EV market. Let's be clear that the automotive sector is moving toward EVs, and we can't pretend otherwise. Sometimes when these debates happen, I feel like it's the early 2000s, and I'm talking to some people who think that we can just have landline phones forever.
World Central Kitchen is putting a halt to their operations in Gaza after seven workers with the organization were killed following an airstrike from the Israeli.
Clouds tonight and tomorrow morning. Early clouds moving out. It's going to become sunny. It's breezy and turning cooler. After an overnight stray thunderstorm or two or shower, rain chance shuts off and it's dry for the rest of the week. And less humid too. Low to upper 50s in the morning. Tomorrow afternoon becoming sunny and low 70s. Middle 40s to low 50s. Thursday morning followed by a sunny sky, low 70s. Beautiful looking Friday too. 40s to low 50s. The afternoon sunshine with highs in the mid 70s.
Come and enjoy the annual spring bird migration. You'll enjoy guided tours to see and hear neotropical songbirds as they make their spring migration across the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your cameras and binoculars to enjoy up-close views, and don't forget to wear comfortable shoes at the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival, April 19th, 20th at Grand Isle School on Ludwig Lane. Get more info at townofgrandisle.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
All right, New Orleans, welcome to the Jack Clegg Show. This is the Tuesday night edition, and we're on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, as well as YouTube and Facebook are doing the video podcast of the show. We've been without phone service for the last couple of shows, but it's back now. So our call-in number is 504-556-9696. That's 504-556-9696. And we hope to get to all the callers today because I know you've been waiting to discuss what is important to you. The show today, we're going to talk briefly about the Iowa-LSU basketball game. More importantly, I mean, that's sports, but it also, I think there's some valuable lessons learned from that basketball game. Also, we're going to talk about today the failure of the federal government and the big failures. The biggest failure is due to the Biden administration's ongoing attacks performed by the federal bureaucracy. They're against Americans who drive vehicles, farmers who feed us, and the businesses we need to survive. So we have a double whammy going on right now. The federal government is hurting us, and at the same time, in the margins, we're having to take care of, today, the number came out, since January of 2021, 7.4 million illegal immigrants crossed over the country. That's the 7.4 that were recorded. That's not the gotaways. And nobody knows how many gotaways there were. Some people think it's twice the amount. That would be 14 million people. And so we're going to talk about those topics tonight. The first one let me get to right now, the LSU-Iowa basketball, the women's basketball game. Okay, on the good side of things, that was a great, great, great basketball game. It was one of the best basketball games I've ever seen. That's including all the men's games. That game was the essence of the game of basketball to me. There was great passing. There was great dribbling. There was great rebounding on both teams' parts. But my recommendation to anybody who's not seen the game, and actually the game broke all records for college basketball, men's and women's, for the number of people who watched that game last night. But my recommendation, if you haven't seen the game and you have streaming or other ways to get it, all you got to do is watch the second quarter and the third quarter. The second quarter represents what happened in the first half of the game, and it was close. It was very close in the first half. And the teams, you know, battle back and forth. Both teams have excellent stars. They also have tremendous supporting staff. But the third quarter, oh my gosh, it changed. When Iowa went in at halftime, and when they came out, they decided, we're going to try to run and run as fast as we can everywhere. We're going to pass the ball sharp. It was a clinic for any young person wanting to learn how to play proper basketball, where it's not what you can do, it's what your team can do. And the team went out in the third quarter, and LSU didn't really adjust to it at all. And, of course, the stars on the Iowa team came out, particularly Miss Clark, scored 42 points with 12 assists as well. And, as I say, the passing was terrific. The sportsmanship was good in the game. And it was a clinic on how teamwork, how strength. I mean, during the third quarter, I saw the LSU players bending over with their hands on their knees. What does that tell you? They were out of gas. And the Iowa team kept pushing and pushing. Anyway, it was great. My alma mater is LSU. I'm sad that they lost, but for women's sports, this was huge. A huge game. And if you looked at the, as they were playing the game and the television was showing the fans, lots of fans of every stripe, of every color, of every sex, and everyone was enjoying the game. So it was terrific. So before we get to the other topics, I know we've had callers, and we'll see if we can get to one. Is Matthew on the line? Let's see if we can get to Matthew. Matthew, how are you this evening?
I think you've gotten to Matthew.
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Good. I'm watching everything that's going on with bewildered amazement. The Trans Day of Visibility on Easter. I mean, you want to talk about tone deaf. You want to talk about not reading the room. Well, there you go. But yesterday.
Well, let me ask you this. Before we, on that topic, on that narrow topic, I agree, and I think everyone that I've spoken to for the last 3 days has agreed that it is tone deaf.
Right.
So to what do you attribute that to? And I'm going to give you some choices. This is a multiple choice exam.
Oh, okay.
Okay. A, President Biden was unaware that Sunday was Easter. B, President Biden did nothing but put his signature on that document. Or C, none of the above.
I'm going to go with B.
I think you're right.
But yesterday, the coup de grace, the piece de resistance, was Emperor Joe Biden attempted to do some kind of a Jedi mind trick and tell us that the message we saw, the proclamation we saw, we didn't see.
It didn't come from him. Is that what he said?
It didn't come from the White House at all. We were in some kind of dream state or something. Okay, so you were talking about how the federal bureaucracy is abusing our rights. Well, the FBI has been visiting people for memes.
Yes, yes.
And according to Darth Stupid up there, Merrick Garland, they are also going to be visiting people who, in the sporting events, shouted F Joe Biden.
Do they have enough computer storage to list all those people? Because this has been going on since Biden was elected. Are they going to include one other question? And actually, we're going to take a break in a minute. I'm going to ask you if you want to hold on during our break.
Okay.
But the question is, does this include the Let's Go Brandon people?
That's a good question.
Because they did not use the expletive, but their intentions were the same. Their intentions was to show the folly of this president, Joe Biden, which we used to have a First Amendment right to discuss that in public and shout it. F Joe Biden isn't nice. I wouldn't want children to say it or hear it. That's not good. But all of these are adults at sporting events. That's what I thought.
You would think that's the very same thing, but I think they have a different opinion of what constitutes an adult. They think they are the adults.
Well,
and we are the children.
And we're going to come back and discuss. We're going to come back and discuss this in a few minutes. Matthew, hold the line, please.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, April 13th and 14th at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, April 13th and 14th at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss
it. After the storm is over, if you think you have wind damage or missing roofing, siding, and gutters, call Vinyl Tech. They have a AAA rating with the BBB, so you know they can be trusted. Vinyl Tech has been serving the New Orleans Metro for over 20 years. They are the local exterior specialist.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyl Tech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shay Mulkey, at Vinyl Tech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinylTechNOLA.com.
Bring your business back to life with signs. Showstopping signage can give your business the visibility it needs. Sir Speedy is a trusted resource for sign design, production, and installation. From trade show displays, banners and posters, to directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, and more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.
4 to 5 daily, and please invite a friend or two. Y'all will take a tour with me of our town from 4 to 5 daily as we taste our town's cuisine, meet interesting business leaders in the marketplace, and enjoy encouragement and motivation from spiritual leaders and from fellow brothers and sisters in our community. This show is a voice for our town to speak. I welcome, encourage, and respect different voices and viewpoints. Call in to talk about our town 4 to 5 daily.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ryan Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ryan Richardson, every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ryan Richardson every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. New Orleans, let's have a conversation.
All right, New Orleans, welcome back to the second segment of the Jack Clegg Show, the Tuesday night edition. And we had one of our callers, Matthew, online. Matthew, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Good.
So, yeah, that was a good question about the Let's Go Brandon, the non-obscene version of the same sentiment. I would imagine the FBI is going to visit those people, too. As far as storage space on government computer drives, they are the government. They can print as much money as they wish to,
yes,
to buy the appropriate storage space. If you have a problem with that, the FBI will be by to visit you.
That is what it is appearing to be like. Why are they making themselves look like that? That's not a good look. But I want to return for a moment to the proclamation on March 29th, which was Good Friday, a day that clearly was forgotten by President Biden because he spent his time signing a document. Have you read the proclamation?
No, I read the proclamation about the Trans Day of Visibility on Easter, but I did not read the proclamation of Good Friday.
Well, no, that was the same. The proclamation was made on March 29th, on Good Friday.
Oh.
And that's the one that declared that in two more days. Let me read you a line from it, which I find to be fascinating. Okay, now, we both agree that the only thing Biden did here was put a signature on it. But the people who authored this document, who we don't know their names, who love to live in the shadows, because what they're proposing is ridiculous and foolish and anti-American. Okay, let me read this. This is the third paragraph of the Proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility 2024. Okay, now, I have heard people say that they've made the proclamation. I've actually read about it. It came about beginning in 2009. And how did it come about? Some activists said, this is the day, and that's all it is. But now a president has proclaimed this a national day. Let me read the third paragraph. Transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. Okay. Every time I look for an answer of how many transgender Americans there are, I can't find any statistics. Part of it may be that when we take a census, we don't ask people if they're transgender. Well, maybe we're going to start. I hope not. Okay. The next sentence. Whether serving their communities or in the military, comma, raising families or running businesses, they help America thrive. Matthew, let me just ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
How many transgender people do you know?
I know one guy who actually is a drag queen, and he dresses as a woman to make as a living.
Okay. How many people do you think?
He's not transgender.
But he's not transgender. He's a performer.
Right.
Okay. Well, how many transgender people do you know that fit the category of serving their communities, acting in the military, raising families, running businesses? How many do you know?
I would say I know none.
Right. Most people don't because they're not there. Now,
yeah, it's a tiny little portion of the population.
Except, right now they're trying to groom hundreds and thousands of children to do this.
Yeah,
that's what's going on here.
I always view the transgender issue as one that can be defeated pretty decisively, just, you know, like an uppercut and busting teeth out in little chicklets, verbally, of course, verbally. And that is, what rights does a parent have to take away your child's ability to have an orgasm for the rest of their life?
Okay, here's the answer contained in the Proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility 2024. It's the next sentence. They, this is the transgender people who none of us know, deserve and are entitled to the same rights and freedoms as every other American. None of us have a problem with that. Including... Right, right. That's cool. Do that. Dress up. Pretend. Have fun. Including the most fundamental freedom to be their true selves. That's what I have a beef with.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
It means that we're living in a time where somebody says that in addition to the freedom of speech, the freedom of assembly, the freedom of religion, and the multiple freedoms that we enjoy in this country, this administration says the most fundamental freedom is to be their true selves. Okay. Now, this administration, and I covered this story, but it shocked the heck out of me, sometime last spring when we were talking about that girl in Nashville that killed, she was a transgender person who killed all those students. Remember that? And, well, that happened, and we had several shows, and we talked about that, and I found out, to my great dismay, surprise, disappointment, and shock, that in our Department of Health and Human Services, there is another department within them, which is common for the federal government, called the Office of Population Affairs. Did you know that?
No, actually, I didn't.
You wouldn't have.
They have one.
Because they're very powerful, and they love being in the shadows. The Office of Population Affairs represents the federal government on this issue. And they are in favor of affirmative care for gender reassignment. They do this. And they want the medical profession to be active when children come to them and say, well, I don't want to tell my parents, but I don't like this appendage. Can you get rid of it? Or they may be females who say, I want to be a boy, and I know I need a hysterectomy. These are minors. And they're trying to do it without the consent of parents. And there are some knuckleheaded parents who are supporting them in this.
Well, I would have to say that parents are knuckleheads for sure, but they may be ignorant. They're just making decisions for their children without sufficient knowledge to realize how much damage they're doing to their children.
Well, the whole issue, and if you read the proclamation, they're supposed to be raising families. Gender-affirming care, as outlined by the Office of Population Affairs, will do one thing. That person will not be able to spawn children as a boy, as a male, or a female. They're taking their organs to do
that. They will be alive.
Well, they may be alive, but they won't be
able to... suicide amongst transgenders, especially when they've actually completed the procedures, is sky high.
I have heard that, too. I haven't done the research. I don't know. But I've heard that the depression and anxiety is greater on those who have had it as opposed to those who want it. But
remember what I told you earlier. This makes people uncomfortable, but I'm sorry, we have to tell the truth about how you rob people of the ability to have orgasm, which actually you need that for psychological well-being.
Well, we'll have another show on that. Right now, I'm just going to talk about raising families in the real way. Okay, We got to go take a break.
One last really important issue.
Okay, so we'll get you after the break. And then we got another couple of callers we got to get to. All right, folks, we'll be back in a few seconds.
Hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
It's pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz, airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. Join me as I talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, the newest pet products, celebrity pet gossip, breaking news, and more. Our expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about our unique program, our guest, and me, your host, listen to the show on WGSO 990, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. There's pushback to ending the regular legislative session early so a constitutional convention can be held. A bill has been filed to begin the constitutional convention on May 20th, but the regular session is not scheduled to end until June 3rd. Senate President Cameron Henry says there are lots of unknowns.
I don't see us trying to end session early to accomplish it. We have a possibility of doing it simultaneously while we're in session if members choose to do that. But that's getting the cart way before the horse.
And a bill that would provide thousands of dollars to a family to pay for private school tuition or other education expenses has passed the House Appropriations Committee. 14 other states have similar education savings accounts, and bill author Julie Emerson says they've learned from other states' mistakes, and there are provisions in the proposed legislation that make sure the dollars made available through the Gator Scholarship Program go to education.
And we do have a lot of guardrails in here that I believe we've learned best and worst practices from other states that have implemented this.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party 7 days, 7 nights? Join us. BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Howdy, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
All right, New Orleans, welcome back to the third segment of the Jackleg Show for the Tuesday night edition. Matthew, you had one more point you wanted to make, and then we got to go on to some other callers.
Okay, so the most important issue, I just heard this on the William Wallace for America podcast, and he was talking with a judicial candidate, Jackie Malone, I think is her name.
Yes, I just met her a little while ago.
Ah, she seems like a very lovely lady.
Yes, she does.
But she was saying that only 15% of the population turned out to vote.
Yes.
And so I'm thinking all the complaining we do about the Louisiana Republican Party, you know, the management structure therein, and how they try their best to be opaque and inaccessible. So all of that complaining, and yet only 15% showed up to vote. And the roll-off, you know, beyond voting for Donald Trump for presidential candidate, the roll-off for voting for parish executive committee, state executive committee, was so bad that there was only like 6% who voted for that.
Yeah. I don't know what they're afraid of. I don't know why they don't trust people. And why do I say that? The only reason you would not spend 80% of your budget on turning out the vote, okay, is if you were afraid. If you were afraid. So it's not just Louisiana. This is a classic Republican flaw nationwide. While many people give lip service to expanding the Republican Party, and let me just say, it has expanded in my lifetime. It's a much more diverse group than original Republicans were. They were all, when I was growing up, they had the limousine liberals and the country club Republicans. Okay, that's what they were. They've changed quite a bit. The limousine liberals now have crazy activists that have taken over their party. With the Republicans, we just need to focus more on the real people. The Trump voters who work every day, who have raised, they do raise children, they do raise families, they do own businesses. And why only 15% of them turn out to vote is because the budget, whatever, who's ever in charge of spending money for these parties, is not spending it on getting out the vote. That's my opinion.
Well, you wouldn't be too far from wrong, and considering the performance of the Republican Party in the last decades or so, they may not even know how.
Well, and you're right. And Matthew, let me get to some other callers. I appreciate the call.
Have a great night.
Have a good evening. All right, and now we have Rusty. Rusty, are you here?
Yes, are you there?
I'm there, and you're here. Good to talk to you, man. Sorry, we've had a couple of programs that our phone system was out.
Yeah, I know. I heard Ron mentioned my name several times in your Thursday show, and it reassured me that I should keep trying. One day you're going to get the phones fixed.
That's right. We had there were sightings of Mayor Cantrell in the studio, and then we lost the phones. Now, I could not confirm that, so it may just be a wicked, wicked rumor. But anyway.
Well, I've been hearing a lot of people having problems with Cox Cable and AT&T phones. But let me touch on two or three things and one major thing from the last two shows.
Sure.
The first two will go quickly. Let's see. What Matthew just said, I didn't know what was going on. I'm not always keeping up to date with the voting situation.
Right.
I'm an independent, and only Republicans could vote for the primaries.
Sure.
So it was. I said, well, what else is there? I don't even know what's going on. I never heard anybody talking about it on the radio. I get most of my information from the radio, not all. But and so that's one thing. And like you just said, a lot of the voting thing, it really wasn't put out there in the public that much.
That's correct.
At least I never saw it.
That's correct.
And so that was a big part of it. And the thing about Easter and the Biden thing, real quick, too, on this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, let's face it, Jack, this didn't happen overnight. I don't expect anyone to follow my beliefs. I adhere to the Christian faith, you know, that comes out of the Bible, but I don't try to make other people adhere to it. And this thing with what Biden's doing wasn't done in a closet. Here in New Orleans, they have the gay parade. They have it each week. I mean, each year for Easter.
Right.
These things are being promoted for year after year after year by our culture. I'm not surprised that he would have the audacity, that is Joe Biden, to do something like this, because our culture has already been pushing this stuff for quite a number of years. You had the gay 90s and the 1890s, and you had another 90s and the 1990s that start pushing the gay agenda, the homosexual LGBT agenda, full steam ahead.
Sure.
So I'm not totally surprised that Biden would have the gall to do this. And if I can go on to one more thought from the last two shows.
Sure, and I'll comment when you're done. I'll comment on these things. Go ahead.
No, I'd rather you comment now so we don't get lost.
Let me comment about the point that you just made, which the fundamental issue here is technology.
Uh-huh.
That is the only issue. And our political leaders have failed, all of them, have failed to prepare us for the changes in technology. Let's talk about what they are, okay? The first one, abortion, okay? When abortion was nasty, when it was done, what do they say, back in the alley by some butcher, it was most of the women, they were either rendered sterile or they suffered horribly. So it was easy to outlaw abortion because it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
What did technology do? It made it in and out. One day, one morning, in and out. We now have a pill that does this. These things are advances of technology. Our politicians have been frightened little people. They should have addressed this issue years ago, prepared us and educators for them. Let me give another example, okay? Right now, we're acting like cell phones and TikTok and all the pornography and the other things that you see just occurred. This has been going on for years.
Yeah.
This has been happening for, and why have they only now done it? Well, because they think they can get some kind of advantage. Okay.
Yeah.
I stand for politicians or leaders, and there are very, very few of them that see the problems coming before they happen. Transgenderism, okay, which is the Easter debacle, okay, is all about technology. Why do I say that? Well, 100 years ago, did they have any surgeries to make people transgender? No, they didn't.
No.
Technology has allowed them to do these things in less offensive ways, but they are equally offensive whether the means by which they do it is nicer than it was 100 years ago. 100 years ago, they castrated men for a variety of reasons. Yeah. It wasn't for choice. There weren't a bunch of men standing in line saying, well, I want to be a woman, you know, chop away. And women also, you know, the hysterectomy. This is a horrible, major, unfortunate, major event that happens to women. They weren't standing in line for hysterectomies.
And that's why, Jack, they need a moral conscience with this AI stuff. If you take away a moral conscience, we don't know what kind of Frankenstein we're going to become.
Well,
we're not going to become some kind of freak show if a moral conscience is not taken out of us. I'm glad to hear people like, what's the guy, the next electric cars again?
Yes, I know who you mean. Elon Musk. Elon Musk. Yes.
He's very sophisticated with technology.
Sure.
He's warning us, too, of the problem of not having a moral conscience regarding this AI.
Well, so here, but Rusty, brilliant. The things I've talked about were these episodic issues, abortion. So now we have AI. We are ready right now to face it. But people don't want to. They don't want to talk about it. And I like Trump. You do good things. Okay, fine. I like Mike Johnson. I like conservatives. I like certain liberals. Mm-hmm. Talk about AI. What can we do? Is the horse already out of the barn? Is it beyond our ability to control? I mean, can you hold on for the next break? We have to make a break because we got to sell commercial time so I can be a mega billionaire by working here at WGSO. Anyway, we'll hold on. We come back in a few seconds, folks. This is a Jack Clegg Show, the Thursday night edition. We'll be back in a few moments.
French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, welcomes everyone to enjoy 4 days of music from over 300 acts on 21 stages. A new culinary stage and food from over 60 culinary vendors on April 11th through April 14th. For more information, you can visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast premier exterior home improvement expert.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Susan Berniker bringing you a new show, Health Connections, every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. when we explore health from doctors, researchers, scientists, naturopaths, pharmacists, authors, fitness, and more. Both local and national guests, you'll be able to call in and ask your own health questions. So join me, Susan Berniker, every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll make our health our wealth. The best present to you and your family is good health.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. an old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froh's Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504-279-6590.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
All right. New Orleans, welcome back to the fourth and final segment of the Jack Clegg Show's Thursday night edition program tonight. And we're honored to have one of our favorite callers, Rusty, on. Rusty, you had a couple other issues you wanted to discuss.
Yeah, well, one more thought about the last issue. I heard somebody say, an authority, by 2029, they're going to expect AI to make all the major decisions in our culture. And I'm hoping that's wrong, but that's what they're predicting, that they're going to be pushing for that. The other issue is this. You spent the last two shows talking about this, what the Mexican president said about the blackmail, pretty much. For
that's
those
correct.
People,
yes.
He's saying that we have to accept Venezuela, communist Cuba, give $20 billion,
sure.
Accept, I think, Mexicans as citizens without
yes.
question. And my thought is this, and I was hoping to get in earlier to see what you thought and maybe other callers, but I'm going to see your response.
Sure.
This is very bold for me to say this because, you might have heard me say, I've been most of my life a pacifist. But I'm thinking in order to deal with Mexico, we might have to invade Mexico. The fentanyl itself is killing hundreds of thousands of people. On average, 100,000 a year. In a few years, that's how many people died in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Now this guy is blackmailing us,
yes.
basically saying he's going to let our country be overwhelmed, the president of Mexico,
right.
unless we concede to all his demands.
Right.
And I'm just thinking Mexico is run, I heard, geographically by half, by the cartels, half of geographic Mexico.
Yes.
This
yes.
country is a very big danger to us.
Yes.
I heard one of the presidential candidates said that we ought to invade them to get rid of the cartels, but I'd like to put that past you. Do you think it's inconceivable that Donald Trump, if he should win, might try something like I just said, going to Mexico?
Well, here's I think if we invade Mexico as a mm-hmm. consequence of what they're doing, we have failed.
Mm-hmm.
We have failed. It
they
is a failure. It's for us. And
right.
the reason why is we still remain the most powerful economic force in our hemisphere. Okay? Much more than
sure.
China and so forth. But we are. Okay? We also have a pretty good military, although it's going down, and we can spend another few weeks on that, but it's going down.
Yeah.
But we still have it. We still have actually very, very strong National Guards. We still have brave, honorable young men and women that want to join our service and defend the country. So we still have that. But the point that I'm trying to make is the reason he's blackmailing us is
mm-hmm.
he's met with Joe Biden. He knows Biden is weak. He knows the Biden administration is weak. He knows
right.
the cabinet members. He knows who they are. And they're not going to
yeah.
do anything to his country. Otherwise, why would you threaten America?
Yes.
Because he knows he'll get away with it.
Right.
And so.
But But Jack, you're saying he's going to get away with one thing they say about Trump. He's bold.
Well,
and he's got guts.
Yes. Trump won't have to use the military. Once Trump is elected, you will see the cockroaches scurrying away. It's like the light in your kitchen. And all of a sudden, you see all these people scurrying away. What are they? Where'd they go? Oh, Donald, good to see you again. You know human nature, Rusty. You've been around. What's going to happen when he gets elected? Okay, we've seen the play already before. First thing, Trump's going to get elected. Number two, the Democrats. The election was rigged. The election wasn't good. He stole the election. Da 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 da. Okay, we're going to see that happen. Then, what's Mexico going to do? They're going to leave Obrador, the president, who cannot run for president again. He's done. He cannot serve again. So he's gone. All right? He was only trying to make himself popular, probably among the cartel people that will give him cash. That's speculation on my part. But he's going to be gone. The next guy is going to have to deal with Trump. And if the Republicans would get smart and get 100% behind Trump and start talking about the next guy when Trump is gone, or girl, when Trump is gone, to have this change in our culture. And I'm not saying it's going to be a radical change and he's going to do anything to Americans, but we need to have authority return. Yes. Not secret authority like the DOJ is now, and sneaking around spying on the Catholic Church, spying on parents who go to PTA meetings and school board meetings. We don't not that's not strength. That's weak, and it's what I'm talking about is closing our border. It's simple. Close it. You want to come in the country? Yeah. Apply. That's what everyone did. I saw this woman on a YouTube video, and she was very liberal, and she says, you conservatives, you don't even follow the Statute of Liberty. And somebody said, what's the Statute of Liberty? Is that the law that lets illegal? Yeah, and they've got that big thing in New York, you know, that thing, the Statute of Liberty. No. The confusion reigns among ignorant people. Okay? So, anyway, I'm not saying that Trump is the end-all, be-all. Come on. Nobody's saying that. We don't mean that. But we know it's much more manageable than the knucklehead that's currently in charge.
Yes. There's no contest. This guy, Biden, is waiting just for the globalists to tell him what to do.
Precisely.
Trump is thinking like a nationalist, like a real American.
That's it. And he's not an isolationist. They can call him all the names they want to. What he wants is, he doesn't want children, when he calls them children, I'm saying 20-year-olds, to die in foreign wars.
Right.
We don't need to do that. We're more powerful and smarter than that.
Right.
So, anyhow, I hope I gave my view of what this...
And I'm hoping, Jack, you're right, that there's not going to be any need for an army to take over Mexico. But Mexico, to use a phrase, is sinning against us in more ways than we could count.
You're right.
Well, you know, with the...
And they're going to get away with it. They're going to push and push. Watch this summer, because they're going to smell Trump coming down the finish line, and they're going to do everything in their power to get as much money, to send as many people over, because they know in November the door is closed.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
That's correct. That's correct.
All right, Rusty.
I don't know if
great.
Got another column there or not, but either way, thank you, Jack. And
all right,
we'll,
Rusty.
Talk to you Thursday.
And I'll be here Thursday night, and I hope the rest of the audience joins us. We've got another caller. I'm sorry I lost him. Who was it? Chris. Oh, Chris. Put Chris on quickly. We got 10 seconds, Chris. Sorry, Chris. We got 10 seconds. Tell me something interesting.
Hey, Jack. No, I was listening to you, and I think I'm tired of everybody picking on Biden.
because my mom had dementia, and Biden clearly has dementia. So, I mean, really, we got to pick on Obama or whoever's calling the shots.
Somebody else. Well, Chris, I'm sorry we got to you so late. We got to go. We got 5 seconds left.
I called late.
Thanks, Chris.
I'll talk to you later.
We'll talk about California on Thursday. All right, folks. Good night.
Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, April 13th and 14th at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, April 13th and 14th at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Bring your business back to life with signs. Show-stopping signage can give your business the visibility it needs. Sir Speedy is a trusted resource for sign design, production, and installation. From trade show displays, banners and posters, to directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, and more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 a.m.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick of The Christian Garrick Show. Listen to me weekdays, noon to 2, only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.